At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The San Francisco 49ers get a great win. Their fifth in a row, convincing 33-17 victory over the Miami Dolphins. You did call that one, so good call on your part.
You know, remember I said it, Chris. It wasn't based on anything. I thought the Dolphins would do a loss. That was it. You remember that? That's it. I just said.
And they did not play well. It was Tua's worst game of the year by far.
He was going to have one of those because he's been playing well all year.
He's been playing great. Yep. Now, they were without their two starting offensive tackles. So, obviously, that's huge, especially when you're facing a great defense like San Francisco. But, yeah, it was all Niners. And what made it even more impressive, Rob, is that it came without Jimmy G for the most part. In the first quarter, he goes down with a broken foot. And the bad news for Niners fans is that he's out for the season. And for all those who have had criticisms of Jimmy G, and you know, he's not an all-pro quarterback or anything like this, but he does win. But, Rob, I think for all his limitations, I think the biggest reason that the Niners went out and, you know, moved up to get Trey Lance, who they thought would be and maybe still will be their quarterback of the future, was because Jimmy G just can't stay healthy. He's only been, since he's been with the Niners in 2017, Rob, he's only played two full seasons. Both of those, they've gotten to the NFC title game, once to the Super Bowl, but he's just hurt too much. And so, remember, he ended last year hurt. He ended this year hurt. So, he is out for the season, and Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah, you're right, Mr. Irrelevant, the last player drafted in 2022, comes in, Rob. I got to give him credit. Did well. Threw for about 210 yards, two touchdowns, a pick. Wasn't spectacular, but he was good. He was solid. And solid enough for them to get the victory. And, Rob, they've got arguably the best defense in the league. They've got a host of offensive weapons.
Okay.
Do you think?
No.
So you think they're done?
Chris, I know they have a lot of other things. I don't think you could lose Jimmy G. We've seen what this team is with those weapons when Jimmy G's not there. They have not performed. They have not won at a high level. And, you know, in the NFL, I always say this, you're only as good as your backup quarterback, Chris, because if your guy goes down, you're going to be in trouble. So
NFC, what do you think the future holds for them? What are you saying? I know you're saying they ain't getting to the Super Bowl, I assume, but what do you think stronger?
I'd be hard-pressed to believe that they're going to get to the Super Bowl. Their season ended with that broken foot. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Well, they're 40, to your point, they're 42-19, Rob, or Kyle Shanahan, who's been the coach the whole time Jimmy G's been there. Since 2017, they're 42-19 with Jimmy G. That includes playoffs. 9-29 without him.
Those are just facts, Chris. Those aren't feelings. Those are real numbers.
And people throw out, yeah, but that's Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard and Brian Hoyer. Who's Brock Purdy?
Thank you.
None of those dudes were Mr. Irrelevant. All right, now, look, here's what I'm going to say. I agree. I think Philadelphia is the best team in the NFC. Dallas, I think, has a huge ceiling. I think they're more prone to hit their floor on any given Sunday than any of the top echelon teams.
I don't think they're inconsistent,
but go ahead.
I don't want to get off track quick. With Dallas. Did Jeff Saturday get a contract extension for head coach? I just want to know. Jeff Saturday? Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, the rose is off of that balloon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you,
here's
everybody.
What I think. And they were playing well for three quarters, right? And it just went south in a hurry in the fourth quarter. But, Rob, and I'm not saying he's Vince Lombardi, but I think Frank Reich has proven he's a good coach. He has had a different quarterback every time he's been there. And you're going to blame all that on him after – I mean, you were in the playoffs, what, a year ago?
Right. I just wanted to make that point for all the people making the stink about Jeff Saturday, Chris, and how they're playing for him and all that. You know what I mean? Like, they've won their first game, and now they've lost their last three. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
But I agree that they – I don't think if you had them in the driver's seat in the NFC, obviously they're not there now, San Francisco. But, Rob, with this, I don't know. I'm with you. I tend to be with you. I mean, logic just says there's no way in God's green earth that Mr. Irrelevant is going to step in. And he was good. He was fine Sunday. But that he's going to enable them to get to the Super Bowl. And that's what we're talking about. They're going to make the playoffs. But that said, Rob, here's what I want to throw at you. Because Baker Mayfield was just released by the Carolina Panthers. Do you think that San Francisco should go ahead and look into signing Baker?
100%. Absolutely. Chris, it might be the reason that Baker asked for to be released. And, they, you know, like he's not starting,
good
right?
Point.
Sam Darnold.
Good point.
It's a smart move by Baker.
I'm sure his agent is out there, right?
And saying, hey, the quarterback just went down. They can't go with this Purdy. What's his name?
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. They got a team that's ready to win. All the weapons are there, Chris. They can run the ball. Got all the weapons.
Absolutely.
All he doesn't have to do is not mess it up. Like Jimmy G, who won two road playoff games, Chris, without throwing a touchdown a year ago.
Right.
But you got to have some pocket presence. You got to have some experience back there. You know, like that's what you need. And he did beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, their arch rivals, in a playoff game. Let's not forget that.
In a tough situation. The coach was out. Half the team was out with COVID.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are facts.
I'm with you. Now, look, at the very least, you got to vet him. I'm going to talk to Christian McCaffrey. What was this guy like in the locker room? What was his attitude? Did guys like him? Did you like him? Is he a leader? You know, all that stuff. But assuming he is fine. You know, McCaffrey's like gives him the thumbs up. Absolutely, Rob, because here's the deal. And I know every number one pick, every first round pick doesn't pan out to be anything special. Zach Wilson in New York, Mike White in New York, right?
Mike,
and that doesn't mean
say,
the story's not written on those two necessarily, but right now, Mike White's been better.
And except in the red zone against Minnesota.
Right, but still, he's saying, been better. I mean, I hear you, but he's been better. But there is something to be said for first-round talent, Rob, versus a Mr. Irrelevant seventh-round talent. You know what I mean? In most cases, there is something there. So why in the world, when the only guy I have was the last player drafted, no other team wanted him, and I got a guy that was the first player drafted, and even if nobody else was going to take him number one, he probably was going in the first round. And as you said, Rob, he's won a playoff game and played well. Hey, they had Kansas City on the ropes in the next round. Lost 22-17. So
you remember that, right?
Absolutely.
At the end of the game, they were on the ropes.
In a very similar situation, Rob, where you got a great running game with Chubb and those guys. You had good receivers. You had a good deep. Like, very similar situation. And so, look, and I'm not – if let's say they were to sign Baker this week. That doesn't mean I'm starting him. I'm bringing him in, getting him up to speed, seeing what Purdy does. I'm not starting him right away. I may not even start him. Heck, Purdy might be okay. Who knows? But I have him there as insurance. And if Purdy is horrible, which very well could be the case, Rob, even though he looked pretty good the other day, yesterday, then I got Baker Mayfield to go to. And if you're Baker, Rob, of all the places I could go in the league, this is my number one choice.
No doubt. It has his name all over it.
Absolutely.
You know, it does. Forget about the progressive commercials. Forget about his brief stay in Charlotte and all that. This is an ideal situation on his resume with the playoff win. And like you said, had a chance, played pretty well against Kansas City in that other game. So, you know, you want to have an experienced QB. I think that that's just where you want to be in those situations. So, yeah, I think it would be a great fit.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to Lamar, Rob. Knee injury, and is listed as week to week. Now, all we know is it's a knee injury, and that, according to the Ravens, it's not season ending. According to the Ravens, they'll know more tomorrow, okay? But right now, it's week to week. And Richard Sherman, Rob, he just started his own podcast. Here's what he had to say about it.
If you're Lamar, what are you doing?
Mitchell, I'm not playing again. You heard John Harbaugh say it could be a couple of day-to-day. It could be week-to-week. Cool. It's over with for me. I'm going to heal up, baby. Y'all go ahead and figure it out. I'll talk to y'all in the offseason when it's time to pay. Get your checkbook out because y'all didn't want to give me any kind of security. So seeing as I'm hurt, I don't want to make this more severe. I'm out. I got nothing else for you. Did my best. Good luck to y'all. Y'all boys, go get them.
And if I'm Ravens manager, hey, I just won with Tyler Huntley behind center, you know? Got a chance without you. Don't matter.
All right. Mitchell. All right. Okay, go with that plan. Y'all go do it. I'm going to go rehab over here. And I see y'all September-ish. Don't call me unless y'all calling me with the money. Make sure it's guaranteed.
All right, your thoughts, Rob.
First of all, he needs to see a doctor for that cough or whatever. I'm
like, what is that? Is that, that's his style, I guess.
Is that a part of his act? Is that a, what is so. That? Okay, Richard, you could cut that out. You don't need that. Number two, it's too late. The time to hold him hostage, Chris, was before the season started. This is what we were talking about. You went and played. Chris, it's too late now. It's too late. That's why you don't want to put yourself out there in harm's way without a deal. You should have come to some terms with them, or you have to sit on the sideline and make them respect that there's a chance I can get hurt playing this game, and especially the way I play it. I don't expect them to sit out, Chris. He wouldn't sit out for a deal
right.
If he's not seriously hurt. Richard Sherman, that sounds cute. It ain't happening. I don't see that at all.
I agree with you in that I don't see him doing it. You and I both said he should sit out. He shouldn't play this season. And Rob, he probably have a deal right now. I mean, keeping it real, he probably would have a deal unless he's just absolutely like it is fully guaranteed or nothing. I don't know if they're going to come off that or not, but we'll see. But I agree. I think he wants to play, but here's where I disagree with you, Rob. I don't think it's too late, but if I was in Lamar's shoes, this would be my thinking. if this is this type of thing where I'm going to need work done in the offseason, like I'm going to need a scope or something on my knee, like it's that type of injury, then I'm just going ahead and getting it taken care of and shutting it down. If it's just an injury, I'm not going to need any surgery or anything, and you know, it's basically pain or a bruise and it'll heal up as I play, then I'm playing. So to me, it depends on the severity. And I mean he could play either way, which is what they seem to be saying. But I mean the degree of it. If I'm going to need real work done in the offseason, I'm going ahead and getting it done. Now, why do you say it's too late?
Because you're not getting a deal done coming off of, like, if you don't play, and then you didn't have a great, you wind up not having a great, it's not the best time, like, for them to sign you. All they could do is just sign you to the, what do they call it?
Well, they're franchising. They're likely going franchise.
No, I'm saying, but I'm just saying, I'm not making a deal now.
I mean, you wouldn't get a deal now, but you could them, you know, look, and to be honest, it ain't even about showing. To me, it's not even about showing them something. It's about taking care of your health.
Yeah, like, but they
you
say,
just saw it. You got hurt last year. Now you got hurt this year.
But you had to know that, Chris, coming in is what I'm saying, and that's why this is on Lamar. This is on Lamar. He had a chance to make them sweat. We've seen players do it. Ezekiel Elliott got paid from Jerry Jones. Chris, you got to be willing to make them squirm. And as long as you don't do that, then there's no rush for them, especially with the franchise tag that will work in their favor.
That's the thing. They're likely to franchise
It's a bad deal for them, for players. You know that. That franchise tag, however the union agreed to that, is the most ridiculous thing, because you have leverage.
It could work out. It worked out for Kirk Cousins. It worked out for Dak Prescott. It could work out for him down the road, but I'm sure you'd just rather long-term deal with that type of security. But Rod, Tyler Huntley was 1-3 last year as a starter. Played all right, but still only won 1 out of 4 games. He won on Sunday against the hapless Broncos, but look, if they're 8-4, if they go in the tank and maybe even miss the playoffs without Lamar, if he were to sit, I think that shows them something. But the question is, just philosophically, what are their ownership willing to do? And like you said, I mean, I think they're going to franchise him at this point.
I think they will. It's like if you were the Arizona Cardinals, Chris, and you could do it all over again after that terrible playoff game by Kyler. Kyler bullied them into a deal, right? He pouted all year and made a stink on social media, Chris, and they came around. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have gotten paid.
From the get-go, we wouldn't have paid him. We did shift because – remember, it was like, well, if you're going to end up paying him more in a year or two, maybe you just go ahead and get him for what would be cheaper now. But, right, it'll be interesting because we've seen a few of these now. You mentioned Kyler Murray, regrets over long-term deal. Russell Wilson, regrets. The Rams just gave Matt Stafford that extension.
Regrets.
Right? I mean, so that's not even to mention Jared Goff, Carson Wentz. A lot of these, like, deals teams are regretting. And so you wonder, will that change the landscape going forward?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob, big story over the weekend. Deion Sanders, who done such a great job at Jackson State. They are undefeated. They won the SWAC conference and beat Southern in the championship on Saturday. Rob, my grandparents went to Southern University in Baton Rouge. It's HBCU in Baton Rouge. Several cousins who went there as well. And my grandfather, believe it or not, was the reason that they had night school at Southern.
Really?
Because he went to LSU to go to night school, and they wouldn't let him because he's black. And so they created a separate but equal, right, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
So they created an equal opportunity at the local HBCU, Southern.
A night school, huh? There.
Yep.
That's interesting. Chris, by the way, you talked about Deion winning the SWAC. You know what that stands for, SWAC?
Southwest Athletic Conference?
No. Somewhere around Colorado. I just want you to know that.
That's why I got mad when they said he's not SWAC.
Right.
Yes. So that's the big deal, Rob. He's leaving Jackson State to go to Colorado, which... Yeah, they're bad now. What were they, 1-11 this year in
Chris,
the Pac-12?
That's when they hire new coaches is when teams are bad.
Right.
I just hate to break it to people. And
well, remember 20 years ago they won, not it was roughly what, 25 years ago or something, they won the national championship with Bill McCartney, late 90s, I believe it was, mid-90s, late 90s. But, yeah, I mean, that's a program where if he does – I mean – if he turned it around, I mean, they'd be in the mix, right? It's not like you're going somewhere where you got no
look
shot.
At the recruits he got to go to Jackson State.
Right.
Like,
right.
Now you're in the Pac-12, right? I mean.
No, if he does as good a job, then they're going to be good.
And
they're going to be a national.
And I know people are pushing back. Oh, he's a sellout. He's leaving the HBCU.
Well, that's the pushback. Yeah, some African-Americans are pushing back. Here's Deion on that, Rob.
The thing that alarms me the most is just because I'm leaving Jackson, they think that I'm leaving African-Americans. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I'm black. I can never leave who I am, what I am, or how I am, or how I go about being that. So it is still my task to look in that locker room and see 65 to 70% of African-American men trying to help them get to the next level, as well as all the others. My calling is for young men, young women, and people of all walks of life, all social climates, and all ethnicities. That's my calling. My colleague is not built on a location. It's built on a destination. Now, that was good. You're supposed to clap for that. That was good. You give some of my good stuff. We just getting started. I already went in the bag, baby. Let's go.
What was that, Rob?
I said, I hope those weren't reporters clapping. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that was the press conference, but it was more than reporters.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, you're right.
Reporters should be.
What are your thoughts on this, Rob?
I have no issue with this. People should look at Chris. He came to Jackson State. He's done a fantastic job. He built that program up, got sponsors to build better facilities for that school, and he set up another coach, Chris, black coach, to come in and replace him and have something to work with. He doesn't have to stay there his whole life or only coach HBCUs. I mean, if there was another opportunity that was great at an HBCU, then fine. But to make him feel like he's done something wrong because he went, got an opportunity, built on it, recruited some great players, got money, you know, delivered to the school, Chris, and built something down there that somebody else can take and run with. He has nothing to be ashamed of or feel funny or feel like he sold out or whatever. I think people have missed the boat here with Deion.
Yeah, one thing that I think one of the worst things you can be is a hypocrite. And so I am not going to be a hypocrite and sit here and rip Deion Sanders for leaving a black institution to go work at a white institution. Because I worked at the New York Times, ESPN, and Fox Sports. I haven't worked at the Amsterdam News and Black Entertainment.
Or BET.
Television.
That's right, Chris. Right. What was your show on BET?
Right. And so I do not have a problem with him leaving and going there to work, you know, a job as a football coach. What I will say is this. This is if I had to have one criticism of Deion, it would be this. Deion, to a large degree, made it a crusade. When he went to Jackson State and as he was coaching there, he largely made it about resurrecting HBCUs. He even said, he was interviewed on 60 Minutes, Rob. He said, he said, I truly believe with all my heart and soul that God called me. He said, called me collect and I had to accept the charges. He said that him getting the job at Jackson State 3 months after George Floyd, you know, the George Floyd murder, was relevant because a lot of folks sit back with Twitter fingers and talk about what they're going to do. These are direct quotes. And I wanted to go do it. The interviewer said, do what? He said, change lives, change the perspective of HBCU football, make everyone step up to the plate and do right by these kids. And then he recruited to some degree. He recruited kids on the notion of, hey, come and change the perspective. Like Travis Hunter, remember the top player who left, you know, was going to commit to Florida State and left them and committed to Jackson State. He said that Deion sold him on how big of an impact he could make at an HBCU and shining a light on our people and on HBCUs. So if that is indeed, like, that's more than just a job. That's making it sound like it's a calling. Now, was it only a calling for 2 or 3 years? Maybe. But that is where I think, like, I would say, man, you a football coach. Now, obviously, when you're at Jackson State and the overwhelming majority, because, you know, HBCUs aren't just for black students anymore. Like, you have Hispanics, you have white students there. I had a friend that went to Tennessee State. I think Tennessee State, which is an HBCU, is now like 30% white. You know, so it's not just black students, but it's a black institution run by African-Americans and things like that. A lot of African-Americans in powerful positions. And I think that's necessary. So my thing is just, when you make it that type of crusade about race, you say God called you there, that's why I would say, well, that makes it a little more. That, to me, if you just want, and I think Deion just wants to be a football coach. but then make it, it's a football coach. It's a job. Don't make it about all this other stuff. And I get it. You, wherever you're at, when you're at Jackson State, you're going to want to influence the kids. Most of them will be African-American. At Colorado, you're going to want to influence the kids of all races. But that would be my one criticism, Rob. Just, he kind of made it about race. He made it this type of crusade to, you know, really lift up HBCUs and how you don't have to go to the big white institution, you know, to if you're one of the top players in the country. And that's where I think there is, can be legitimate criticism.
Yeah, I think that you can go into a situation, Chris, want to make a change. I think all of the stuff that he's did was positive to HBCUs and what he was able to do. But people do, they change their minds and they move on and they get into other situations. That doesn't mean that he, even in during those terms when he wanted to do and change the way people looked at HBCUs, he didn't say, I'm going to be here until I drop dead and I'll never leave or any spiel like that to make you believe that this was permanent. So I hear your point. I think it's a valid one. But these things happen where people evolve and move on, or where he feels like, I've done a lot here. Maybe I can get to the next level of a Colorado or even another level of that. And really have an impact to even more players. The HBC thing, Chris, I give him credit. I don't know if I thought he was going to be a lifer at an HBCU. And there aren't that many other places to go from there. Where are you going? To Southern? Is that the biggest HBCU? Howard?
No. I mean, it's big in terms of football program.
Yeah.
He made Jackson State the biggest. I think Alabama State was pretty tough. No, I mean, it. The only thing left for him to do in the HBCU sports world would be to continue to bring in corporate sponsors. He brought Pepsi, built their new practice facility. It would be to continue to bring in corporate sponsors, continue to get some of the top recruits. And, I mean, ideally it would be, if your program's that good, it could move up to the Division I-A level versus Division I AA or FBS or FCS. I always get them mixed up, but you know, the top level. And show that these schools can compete with the tradition, predominantly white institutions, as they call them. I think another factor is this, Rob. Money. I mean, let's keep it real. Deion Sanders was making $500,000 at Jackson State.
And now he's going to make $5
million. $5 million. But here's the thing. People look at – and Deion, I have no idea where his financial situation is at. I hope he's wealthy. He should be. But, Rob, Deion Sanders, according to SpotRack.com, he played 14 seasons in the NFL. Guess how much money he made?
$30
million. $33
million. Chris – people weren't making that kind of money.
This is the first,
you know what, 33
maybe 15 years or so, right, where guys are making the type of money where it's like, okay, you're set for your generation.
And Chris, think about this. $33 million, the government takes half of that. So you're talking about $16 million, say roughly.
$17
million. Right.
You're young. And that's the thing people should look at when they look at the athletes, Rob. Yes, they make a boatload of money, the superstars. But that money, I mean, their career is going to be done when they're 35 years old. And that money is supposed to be, if ideally, for the rest of your life.
And a lot of people, Chris, they don't. And you know this. I don't know, what is it, 3 out of 4, half of the NFL players go bankrupt 3-4 years out of the league. Not anymore, not the big players, but a lot of guys weren't able to, you know, hold on to their money. Let me say this too. Yep. Deion did tell 60 Minutes last month that he would be a fool not to consider a Power Five job if it was offered to him. And it was offered to him.
He made it very clear. He said he'd have to look at it.
Right.
So, my thing, it's a job. You're going to a job that pays you more, that's going to give you more exposure, and obviously a lot of your players are going to be African-American and all that, that, fine. I'm just saying when you make it about a calling or a crusade, that's different. Don't make it about that. Rob, you know I got the King Movement organization. To my knowledge, the King Movement organization is the only national Christian men's ministry that is run by African Americans, to my knowledge. And I've looked it up. That's important to me because I think we need black-owned, black-run institutions. And so if I'm making that a calling, if you will, and then I wouldn't go work for another Promise Keepers or somebody that's going to pay me more money. Just, it's not about money. This is more of a calling to me. And specifically because and wanting it to be black owned and black run too. And so if that, when you start talking that way, then people are going to look at it differently. But if it's like, this is my job, I love what I'm doing, but it's a job, then leave it at that. Don't make it something bigger than it really is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.